Sagt der Mischle weiter, man sagt es auf, es Perik Aleph Mischne Gimel, an Antignois ish Seichai, Antignois, who was the head of Seichai. Antignois was a Talmud of Shimon HaTzadik, and he was the leader of his town, that's how the Tosfos Yom Tov explains it. Kibel Mishimon HaTzadik, he was Mekabel from Shimon HaTzadik. Hu Hoya Omer, and he used to say, again, Hu Hoya Omer means, it was something that the Tana would repeat often. Al tikavadim, you should not be like servants. Hamashamashin es harav, who serve their master al minas lekabel pras for the sake of getting a reward. Elahavu kavadim, rather, you should be like avadim hamashamashin es harav that serve their master shalay al minas lekabel pras, not thinking about getting a reward. V'yemoyre shemayim aleichem, and let the fear of shemayim always be upon you. Antignus never meant to suggest that there is no reward for mitzvahs. We can't even imagine what the schar is for mitzvahs. We're going to learn later on that 1 hour of the fresh air of Olam Haba, not even in Olam Haba Mamish, is more pleasurable than all of the taivas and temptations of this world connected and put together and piled up. Antignus meant to say that a person should serve Hashem not for the reward, but rather out of love to Hashem. And what did he mean to say? It shouldn't even be al-menas l'kabel pras. What is a pras? It's what something that a person would give to his servant that doesn't really deserve it, or his child. You don't deserve it. Here, take this. Or a gift to his wife just to make her happy. Even that we don't deserve. Even for that, it shouldn't be the purpose of our doing Torah and mitzvahs. We have to serve Hashem out of love and also out of fear. Love propels us to mitzvah saseh, and fear keeps us away from being over mitzvah lo saseh. That's how our avodah is complete. Antignus had two talmidim, Tzadik and Baisus. They misunderstood what he said. They thought that he's teaching that there is no reward for Torah and mitzvahs, and therefore they went off and started the movement of Tzadikim and Baisusim that don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. The Chasam Sofer says they also made a mistake from the last part of the Mishnah where it says, V'moyre Shemayim Aleichem. They thought, just like Shemayim, the sun doesn't get reward for doing what it does. Person doesn't get rewarded either. But that was not his Kavanah. His Kavanah was just the opposite. His Kavanah explains the Chasam Sofer is what the Chavis Lavavis says. We have to learn from the Shemayim. Just like the sun never changes what it was told to do. We also are not supposed to change. We should try to do our avodah lishma, but whether we're going to get rewarded? Of course. Beyond your imagination. Nothing in this world is as good as the schar for the fulfillment of Torah and mitzvahs, and for a person doing not what's good for him, but wanting to do what Hashem wants him to do.